The Discovery, Chapter 9, Part 3. David walked through the many corridors of the castle once again. Following his mental GPS, he found himself in front of Celestia's private chambers once again. Chancing his luck, he knocked several times. There was some muffled noise behind the door, and the telltale sounds of hooves clapping on marble floor reverberated through the heavy doors before they opened. Celestia's golden aura pushed the doors open, and her gaze fell on David. A smile instantly formed on her lips, and she quickly rushed to the door to greet him. He spread his arms wide as Celestia came close and hugged him. Her wings draped over her shoulders as she brought her hooves around his back and pulled him close.
Oh, David, it's good to see you again. What brings you back so soon?
She asked, finally breaking the hug.
It's good to see you too, Tia. I have a few reasons for being here today. Firstly, I need to pick up my shoes from the seamstress, and secondly, I wanted to talk with you about... well, about midnight.
David said, the nervousness in his voice betraying the calm facade he was trying to keep up.
Oh, perfect. I can get the seamstress in here right now.
With that, her horn lit up, bringing an ink quill and paper between them. She wrote down some quick instructions, and with a small poof, the letter was gone. A small trail of golden magic snaked through the air and out the door, presumably towards the seamstress's office.
Now, on to the second reason you wanted to see me. Let me just start by saying you came here at the perfect time, as I don't have any appointments for another hour or so. You have my full attention.
Celestia said, motioning to the spot in front of her as she laid down on her giant mattress. David walked up to the bed and laid down. He rested his head on Celestia's barrel as she turned her head towards him and magically closed the door.
Well, this is hard to say.
David began.
Take your time. If there's a problem between you and Midnight, I want to resolve it as quickly as possible.
Oh, there's nothing wrong. Things are better than they've ever been between us. I'm just... conflicted, is all.
How so?
Well, you know how the other day you said that I should consider a relationship with a pony?
David nervously asked. A look of realization dawned on Celestia's face immediately.
Oh.
She said, a sly grin quickly forming on her face.
So you like Midnight then?
David was silent for a long time before he finally found the courage to speak again.
Yes.
He felt a wing drape over her shoulder, and Celestia nuzzled him against his cheek.
I'm so happy to hear that. I had a feeling you two would end up taking a liking to each other. I'm glad to see that you're considering a relationship with her.
Being showered with affection like this made David melt into Celestia's embrace. He sighed and sank further into her warmth. She seemed to radiate such a welcome heart. Not enough to be uncomfortable, but just right.
I don't know how to tell her. I don't even know if she feels the same way. Worst of all, I'm afraid that if I do tell her, she'll be disgusted and want me to leave. We have such a good relationship right now. She's funny, she's smart, and somehow, some way, I've come to genuinely find her very attractive. I don't know how, she's not human, but I still think she's beautiful. Not like a beautiful sunset kind of beautiful, but like someone you want to spend the rest of your life with kind of beautiful. She's that amazing, and I don't know if I could ask her out. I'm too afraid of losing my best friend.
David said sadly. He shuffled uncomfortably in Celestia's embrace. He took several long moments to collect his thoughts before speaking again.
The thing is, I don't know if she'd want to be with me since I'm a human, and she's a pony. Which is why I wanted to talk to you.
David said, turning to look Celestia in the eyes.
I don't think I follow.
Celestia said, concern and confusion written on her face. David sighed deeply.
Is there a way, not permanently, but some way that, well...
David trailed off.
Some way that's what? You don't have to be nervous around me, David. I'm here to help in whatever way I can.
Celestia said, nudging David for an answer.
Is there a spell that could turn me into a pony? Like a spell that could let me switch between species so that Midnight and I could be together?
David cringed at his own question. Asking a princess if she could change his species wasn't something he thought he'd ever end up doing. But here he was, asking something most people would call him crazy for. It was a while before Celestia spoke. Her brow was furrowed in concentration and deep thought. Finally, she found the words to speak again.
There might be a spell that can do that. However, it may not be the safest option. We still know so little about your biology when it comes to magic. That said, why do you want to change to be a pony? I might not be an expert on love, but I do know that when two ponies love each other, it doesn't matter what either of them look like. You love some pony for who they are, not their physical appearance. If Midnight likes you, and I'm fairly sure she does, then she won't care about you being human. She'll like you for who you are. A kind, gentle, and loving creature that changed her life for the better.
Thanks, Tia. It's just that I don't want to be the cause of any grief for her. There are a lot of ponies that still don't like me. Hell, just the other day there was a librarian who wouldn't even talk to me when I tried to buy a book from his store. A nice griffin bought it for me, which I really appreciated. But if Mid faces the same kind of hostility for being with me like a month ago, well, I don't even know what I'd do. It wouldn't be fair to her, and if she does like me as much as I like her, then I can't ask her to date me just off of that principle. I don't want her to get hurt. I couldn't live with myself if something bad happened to her because of me. Could you just do me the favor of looking into it? I'd like to at least have it as a last resort in the future.
I will speak with Twilight about the spell. We'll work on it together and see if it's feasible. Again, I really think you should tell Midnight how you feel before you decide on this path. While I'm sure there is a spell that can turn you into a pony, it very well might not be reversible.
Celestia said with a more somber tone.
I intend to, Tia. Believe me. I just wanted to know if it was possible. I had no intention of asking you to do it now. I was just honestly curious if it could even be done.
David explained.
Very well then. I'll send a letter to Twilight and we'll start looking into it.
David smiled.
Thanks, Tia. Believe me, I don't want to change species or anything. I very much like being human, but if I could go back and forth, then Mid and I wouldn't have to worry about other ponies. We'd blend in just like everyone else.
I understand. You're very welcome, David. Was there anything else you wanted to talk about? Just could you do me a favor and keep this between us and Twilight?
I really don't want anyone else to know about this, especially Midnight. At least not until I'm sure about it.
David said.
My lips are sealed. Anything else?
I don't really think so. You've been extremely helpful, Tia.
The Princess of the Sun smiled at the praise and nuzzled David affectionately.
Anything for my friends. And then I managed to levitate myself to the floor and get out. I wrote him a note saying that I was going to talk with Princess Luna, and I made my way over here as fast as I could.
Midnight finished.
I see. So it's safe to say that you have feelings for David then,
Cadence asked.
Yeah, I guess I do.
Midnight replied, while her cheeks flushed.
Well, I know a certain some pony that owes me 20 bits. Oh, what was that, Princess? Oh, nothing. Anyways, so you like David more than just a friend, and you're hoping that he feels the same way, correct? I guess, yeah. I know it's only been a couple of months since he got here, but I already can't even imagine my life without him. I just don't know if he feels the same way, though. I was hoping that you could tell me what to do. Okay, I have an idea. Let's try an exercise.
Midnight tilted her head to the side in confusion.
Like running? No, silly, mental exercise. I want you to take a moment and think. Think about the last 2 months and tell me how you felt during that time. How did David make you feel these last 2 months specifically?
Midnight looked at the floor. Her mind searched for the events of the last 2 months. Every game, every drink, and every joke she and David partook in resurfaced. And Midnight felt every emotion hit her like a truck. Turning her head up, Midnight saw Cadence's magic flicker out and the blue aura surrounding her horn quickly dissipated.
Princess? What were you just doing? Why do I feel so different? That was the spell to help you remember. It helped amplify the emotions you felt as your memories played out. This way, they're fresh in your mind. Now tell me how David made you feel these last 2 months.
Midnight took a long moment to think. Every feeling, every memory, and every reason why she liked David came pouring into her mind, blocking out everything else. Her entire body released the tension she didn't even know she was carrying. Her mind eased, and the entire world melted away around her. I had a feeling that Celestia and Cadence would eat this romance up. Like, shit, man, who wouldn't? But anyway, let's get on to our lovely donators. Top donators are 630, Only One Thing, Saru Orion, and Iron Sky. Darkside, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moon, Heart, Pastel Skies, Austin Roland, Stu Hex, Sword Brother, Marchard, Omicron Library, Will Chris, Twinkie, Rizel, Badass Waffle, Shadow Moon, Luigi88, Chancer Crust, Big Smoke 369, Bobcat GGF, Anthony Stagg, and many more amazing people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.